My dear friends, during Holy Week each year, both on Palm Sunday and then again on Good Friday, we have the privilege to listen to the proclamation and to meditate upon the words of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me be honest, when I was a child, I'm not sure I fully participated. It just seemed to me to be an awfully long gospel, and indeed it is. I was what you might call a distant observer. And some of you, perhaps who are listening and watching today, might feel that distance. But the gift of Holy Week, the grace of Holy Week, invites you not to be distant, but rather to actually have an encounter with the Lord Jesus himself, who still lives. And in that encounter, for us to deepen our faith, to become more secure in our faith, and to allow Christ more deeply to take over our lives. In a sense, the gospel, one scripture scholar said, is really the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ with a long introduction. The life of Jesus, especially his public life of 3 years, of course filled the gospel pages. But this writer said they all lead to the Passion. They lead to the cross, and they lead to the empty tomb. And so today, as we hear the betrayal of Judas, the turning of his back by Peter, the sleeping of the apostles, the mocking of so many people, even those who were hanging next to him on the cross, we can only begin to imagine the great passion of Jesus Christ. St. Paul tells us in that second reading today from Philippians that Jesus, Son of God though he was, truly emptied himself. He truly became a human being. In other words, the pain that you and I feel, he felt that pain. The emptiness and darkness that you and I feel, he felt that emptiness and that darkness. And though he himself never knew sin, we're told that even our own weakness and sin, he took upon himself. This is the day for us to draw close to our Lord. As I mentioned in the opening homily, to allow ourselves and our hearts to become tabernacles in which the Spirit of Christ more deeply enters our hearts. And as you do so, perhaps you might do what I will do later today. Go to the gospel according to St. Matthew. Go toward the end of the gospel. And then read again reflectively what you and I have just heard proclaimed. Those last steps in the life of Jesus Christ on earth prior to his resurrection, to be united once again. It's probably too early to know the lessons, the spiritual lessons that we'll learn from this pandemic, but surely there are two lessons that clearly will be learned by us. One is the possibility for us to allow Christ to penetrate more deeply into our hearts. This is a time for us to feel that hunger that Christ places within us. And then secondly, I'm told that deprivation leads to appreciation. We're going to appreciate more than ever the churches when they're full, when we have the opportunity to come together as the body of Christ to become more deeply his body in our daily life. And then, of course, to hear always that the message of the gospel, yes, is meant for you and me. Christ died for you and me, but it's also meant for our neighbors, for the person with whom you may have contact, even within the restrictions of social distancing, perhaps over the telephone, or by some other message, a letter that you might write. And so today, let us enter into the Paschal mystery, the mystery of the passion of Jesus Christ, so that as he has died for us, we might with him rise in glory.